In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. If you noticed, we had a new icon in the church, in the nave, which is a very beautiful one. And I'm sure some of you wanted to ask this question, because it's not just the icon of Christ sitting on his throne, but there is a crown just on top of it. And it's kind of hanging in the air. It's not anywhere, just hanging. Of course, it's the crown of kingdom, because our Lord Jesus Christ, he is the King, and he's the King of glory. And that's exactly what we say today. Especially, this is the only feast where we say, Jesus Christ, the King of glory. The King of glory. So he is the King, and for every king, there is a crown. But the reason why the crown is hanging in the air, because you cannot put anything on the head of Christ. So it is his crown, but at the same time, it's not right to put it. The Father said that, so they put it just hanging in the air like this. And it's not by coincidence like this is coming at this time, where we're celebrating Jesus, the King of glory. The crown is always a symbol of the kingship and authority. So you know the king from the crown. Who was the first king in the world? First king actually on the earth was Adam. When God created Adam, he actually created him as a king, because he gave him authority over all things. No king whatsoever in this world had the authority and the glory that Adam had when God created him and put him in paradise. Actually, in the Psalms, Psalm 8, that was what was said. What is man that you are mindful of him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. When God created Adam, he crowned him with glory and honor. Of course, the crown is the crown of kingdom. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. All things. So the crown represents the authority, the kingship, and the authority over all things. Even Adam had authority over the sin. It was in his own hand and his ability to reject the sin, but he didn't use this authority. He didn't use this crown. You know what happened? And that's what we said in the beginning of Holy Week. Adam had the crown of kingship, of the authority. He's the king, he's everything. But he took off the crown and listened to the serpent. And put on the crown that the serpent gave him. You know what the crown the serpent gave Adam? The serpent told Adam, why you're like this? You know why God didn't want you to eat of this tree? Because God doesn't want you to be like him. How about if I give you a crown to be exactly like God? And in no time, Adam took off his crown and put on the crown that the devil gave him. And it was a lie. And Adam fell and lost the crown of glory that God gave him. You crowned him with honor and glory. When God created man, created him to be a king. Wanted everyone to be a king. The crown also, not only is a symbol of glory and kingship and authority, but it's also the reason why the king put the crown, not only for authority, but also for protection. I know that you don't use this, but you know that we have amma, you know, a hat that we use. And it's very painful. It's one of the most painful things in priesthood, because there is no air, there is nothing. It makes your hair fall and all this dandruff. I don't want to get into this. So it's not the most beautiful thing in priesthood. But a lot of times I learned my lesson. When I don't have it, I bump my head into the car while I'm getting in or getting out. Or if you're, you know, almost 6 feet, you know, you get hit into a lot of things. So it does protect your head. It does protect your head. So the crown also God gave to Adam in order to protect not his head, but in order to protect his mind. Very good. You're awake. Sure, you're very excited. No one is asleep tonight before you do something. The mind is the most important part, and we talked about it a lot this week. And if you protect your mind, you protect your entire life. And if the devil takes control of your mind, he takes control of your entire life. So God gave Adam something very special, this crown, to protect his mind. You are a king. You don't listen to anyone. You only listen to God who gave you this crown. But you have authority over serpents, over scorpions, over all creation. You do whatever you want. You are the king. You are the son of God. You are a king. Adam didn't keep this crown and he lost it. And after Adam lost his crown, his mind was the target of the devil. And the devil wants to make sure that the mind is not protected. Because if your mind is protected, you are totally protected and the devil cannot hurt you by any means. So Jesus came, and in the salvation he gave us something very special, a crown. But because it's a very strong crown, you know what St. Paul called it? He called it the helmet of salvation in the book of Ephesians. He said if you want to war against the devils, you have to put on the helmet of salvation. This helmet, this crown that God gave you to protect your mind. Please listen to this. Abuna Anthony kept talking about it, and I felt like I have to stress on this more and more, especially after today going into the Holy 50. It is the mind that the source of everything. Protect that. And St. Paul said, in your salvation, Christ gave you a crown today. And it's a strong like a helmet, the helmet of salvation. St. Anthony said something very nice here. He said, we cannot prevent the birds from hovering over our heads, but we can certainly prevent them from putting their nest on our heads. That's exactly what the devil wants to do. The devil is the birds. We cannot prevent the devil from bringing thoughts here and there. You can never stop the devil from bringing thoughts from the east and the west and from the north and the south. No one can stop this. It's not in our hands as long as we're living here on earth. These wars, the war of thoughts, will never stop. But God gave you a helmet to protect you so you don't buy any of these ideas. So the devil don't put his nest, his crown, over your head. But you are still crowned with the crown of glory that Christ gave you, that you got through the salvation, the helmet of salvation. We all experienced the power of the thoughts for many years. Just one thought will keep you running around yourself. One thought will stop you from sleeping. One thought makes people lose their health, get a heart attack or any of these diseases and raise the blood pressure and all of this. Just a thought. But not just a thought that the devil throws. No, he makes sure to put it really in your mind and you accept it. Once you accept it, that's it. Then you're a victim. Then you're a target right there. Once you accept it, you cannot prevent the devil from bringing ideas, but you can prevent him from putting it into your head unless you accept it. And these words are really powerful. Some people get paranoid of things. Thoughts of negative. All what I see these days, thoughts of negative all the time. People cannot even differentiate between the positive thought and the negative thoughts. Thoughts towards people, thoughts towards God, thoughts from everywhere just to attack, to make sure that the devil put a crown, his nest, over our head, that he knows that we are the target and he has control over this head. But the Holy Spirit wants to build this helmet of salvation or this crown of salvation in order to protect our minds. The Holy Spirit builds and the devils try to destroy. So we try to build again and we keep building and we keep protecting the crown that God is giving us. Especially after Holy Week, after wonderful time we spent here in church, hearing God's word for more than 6 hours every single day. What is that? That's a shield around the mind. That is protection. That is power. That's a crown of glory and honor over everyone's head. You receive that during this week. But I'm afraid that the devil wants to take every piece of this crown and take it away completely from you. So watch out, because Christ, the King of glory today, he didn't receive this kingdom and this crown to keep it, but to give it to every and each one of you. Jesus took our crown. What was our crown? Crown of thorns. Remember when Adam was cursed? God told him, go to the earth and you will sow, but thorns will come out of the earth. So part of the curse was the thorns. So Jesus took this crown of thorns and gave us the crown of glory. Crown of thorns were destroyed yesterday. And today we're giving a new crown. Crown of glory. Crown of victory. Brand new crown over your head. Yesterday, honestly, when I was here at a church, I felt that. Saw a lot of people coming to pray all night. Not only a lot of people, we usually have a lot of people, but a lot of new people. A lot of new people who attended for so long. And I want to commend you. And I want to congratulate you. Because I felt that yesterday. God was crowning everyone with crown of glory. That's actually the response that we said yesterday. Christ is in our midst, crowning with glory those whom he loved. يُكَلِّلْ بِالْكَرَامَ مُحِبِّيهِ. That's what we heard all night yesterday. Crowning with glory all those whom he loved, or all those who love him. So it's up to you. I promise you that you receive a crown of glory from Christ. It's brand new. It's authority. It's power. It's victory. But it's up to you to use this crown and to keep it and to preserve it or to lose it like Adam. St. Paul said that, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Set your mind. Set your mind on things above. Set your mind on Christ, the King of glory, who crowned you and glorified you today with him. We're not celebrating Christ risen from the dead. We're celebrating him raising us with him, crowning us with glory and honor. That's what we said all night yesterday. Set your mind. Make sure that you don't negotiate with the devil whatsoever. You don't negotiate with the thought, even twice. So many thoughts will come. So many negotiations will come. If you accept one, you're going to accept the other, the third, and the crown of glory that God gave you will start to fall one after the other. Just rational ideas, just thoughts of the logic of this world trying to destroy this beautiful crown of victory that God gave us today. And make sure, if you doubt anything in this world, not to ask the serpent as Adam and Eve did, but ask God who gave you the crown and who gave you the kingship. Make sure to renew and wash your mind constantly with the word of God. That's what St. Paul said. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed, be changed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Renew your mind also with God all the time. As we said, it's like brainwash. Not brainwash to throw away the old is gone, but to renew and to wear a new crown and to keep that. St. Peter also said that. He said, therefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Gird your mind. Keep it. Keep that. Make sure. Because if you keep it, you keep your entire life. You have to believe that we are risen in glory with Christ today. And as He is King of glory, we are going to be united with Him to be kings also, having a crown of glory. When the devil puts you down, tell him no. I am a king. When the devil tells you that there is no hope, tell him no. I am a king and I have authority over you. Exercise this authority that Christ is giving you. There is no way to believe that the God you have is a real one unless you... How do you know if it's a real God or a fake one? Try it, but not this way. Try it. Try this authority that God is giving you. It will be an amazing experience. That's why we don't fast for 50 days. Why? We fast in order to be strengthened and pray that God give us authority over the devil. He said, I give you the authority. Why do you fast? Just one word, you're a king. Just say one word. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Resist the thought and he will run away. Exercise this authority. Leave here the church saying that I am a king. I am a king. Not because of anything I have, but because what Christ gave me. And I have this crown of glory. Because the devil will try to put false crowns for you. Maybe crowns of money, maybe crowns of reasoning and wisdom of this world, worldly love, worldly thoughts, so many things. No, I am a king because of Christ and what He gave me today. We are called for a glorious life above all these worldly things, everlasting crown that does not fade away. Why? Why Christ is giving us this crown of glory? You know why? Because it will show and it will glorify God. It's not going to glorify you, but it's going to glorify God. And God, in order to be king all over the earth, He gives you this crown, so you become a strong person, you become full of glory, you have like the anoint of the Holy Spirit and the appearance of God. So when people look at you, they say, we want to get this crown until all the world be crowned with the crown of glory, that Christ will be crowned and will be glorified. That's the only way that Christ's glory will be all over the earth. That you take a crown and you take a crown and you become kings, and people look at this and say, we want to be like you. How is it so easy for you? How are you positive? How do you see things differently? It's not me. It's the crown that Christ gave me, that I look at things and I see things differently from the crown of glory that He's given me. That's why people celebrate today and say Christos Anesti, and then another one says Elisos Anesti. What is this? What is it? What's the meaning? And why someone has to say something and another person to respond? Why Christ is risen? He is risen indeed. It seems like Christ is risen. So I decide if I believe you or I don't believe you. So if I believe you, I say he is risen indeed. It's not this. Christ is risen in me. And the other person says, he's risen in me too. Indeed he is risen. I got a crown. Christ crowned me. And the answer is, he crowned me too. So let the glory be to him forever and ever. Amen. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Just a quick announcement.